You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Memphis, Tennessee to Mexico City, Nova Scotia, Canada to Nassau, Bahamas, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous, gorgeous Golden Globe Day today. It's 68 degrees and sunny out here at the studio right now as we're looking out to a beautiful, beautiful
crisp
afternoon.
Crisp, cool.
Cool. It's 68. It's as I saw when I was staying in the Senate. It was nice and warm. It's, yeah. It's a gorgeous day today. Great day for the Globes taking place just down the street from us there at the lovely Beverly Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills. The stars are lining up. The red carpet is out. The Moët is...
Ricky Gervais. 1,500 bottles of Moët will be given out on the red carpet. That seems like a lot.
Well, we'll have more to talk about the Golden Globes in a minute, Matt. So what do we got here?
Let's start off with our usual happy birthdays, Mark, today.
And
there's a bunch
of
good ones.
Good, good, good.
There's a bunch of good ones. So happy birthdays go out to Golden Globe past nominee Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
How old do you think?
I'd say he's 44.
Wow. You've been reading the same stuff I've been reading, Mark, because he is 44 today.
No, I just have a good... good
rocker day. Marilyn Manson is 50 today. January Jones from Mad Men.
Wow.
41.
What's she been doing?
Yeah, no kidding, right? DJ Deadmau5, he's 38 today.
I thought it was 36.
No, you were way off on that one.
2 years? That's
not way off.
I'll
tell you, Heather Dubrow, former Miss... Housewife of Orange County. She's 50.
What's her name?
Heather Dubrow.
Okay.
And I think she's married to the one that does the Botched.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right, right.
Yeah. Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton. I would say she is 74.
73.
Ah. Yeah. I'm good.
73.
Damn, I'm good.
Clancy Brown is 60 today. Do you know who he is?
Clancy Brown. Is he a jazz player?
No. He sounds like he is, though. But he's the guy that's on Billions that plays the senator. Is it the senator or the attorney general? And he's also...
Oh, was he also in that Emergence?
Yeah.
His name is Clancy Brown?
Yeah, Clancy Brown. He's 60 today.
Clancy Brown. 60?
60.
Jeez, I thought he was a lot older than that.
Your friend and my friend, Carrie Ananaba.
Wow. I'd say she's 48.
Older than I thought, 51 today.
Well, it was close again.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks good for her age. I remember that. She looked real good for her age.
YouTube star, Mark, Benny Osborne, he's 21 today.
Ah.
And reality star Kristen Cavallari from the show and The Hills,
yeah.
32. And your friend and my friend, Nicole Murphy, former Mrs. Eddie Murphy, she's 51 today. So she's still using her married name.
Well, that's something I just don't get. In my opinion, once you get divorced, you divorce the name too.
Yeah.
You know, I know Kelsey Grammer's wife, Camille, she kept the name too.
Yeah. Well, I guess she's keeping it for recognition, I guess.
Recognition or not.
I know.
Once you divorce, the name.
I agree.
You know, if you're married Joe Higginbotham and
I agree.
You're married
Well, Mark, we had the pleasure or displeasure of meeting her. She seems like somebody that would keep the name.
Who's this?
Nicole Murphy.
Oh, we met her?
Yeah, when we were doing Miss Nevada. She was one of our judges.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
With Robin Leach.
Person, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. She was very unfriendly.
Yeah.
I mean, we were having that expensive dinner. What was the name of that restaurant?
It was at the Palms, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Robin Leach to your left.
No, Robin Leach is to my right.
Okay. Nicole Murphy to my left. And we had somebody else. I think it was somebody else, too. Mm-hmm. And there we were, and very unfriendly.
So we had Nicole Murphy that was unfriendly. We had Robin Leach that was unfriendly.
Yeah. And then there's the two of us, and there was somebody else. I can't remember who the other person. Oh, it was that, I think that doctor, that Russian doctor, Mark, that was researching that way to make people taller.
He was a nice guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, to make people taller, remember?
Oh, make people taller?
Yeah.
He was researching. Sort of remember that.
Yeah.
He's not the guy I was thinking about, though. But yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, researching to make people taller. I remember we were like, what?
Wow.
How is that possible? And he was giving us some, you know, medical terminology to make it happen, but
interesting.
But anyhow, yeah. And speaking of that, that was Miss Nevada. I don't know how many years ago that was. Miss Nevada is taking place tonight,
right?
And
they only got 40 contestants, I think.
Yeah,
and most likely most of the contestants aren't even they're from other states who moved to Nevada to become a legal resident, so that way they could have a better chance of winning a pageant. That's a fact. That's how it happens.
Who am I? LeBron James, because he always grabs the microphone.
All right.
But yeah, only 40 contestants.
Oh, yours is not attached like this? Yours has it always been like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I'm just
like checking. These.
Yeah, because okay. You could just lie back or just kick back.
Oh, I see.
I have always got to be.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. That's why I can barely hear
but
you sometimes.
Yeah, you know, I guess when you think about it, Nevada is. I wonder how what the percentage is just desert. 50-50?
I think most of it is. Yeah, you know? And because you're not going to have people coming down from Reno right. to be a contestant.
So you got Reno, you
Virginia
got Carson City,
Carson City,
Lake Tahoe,
yeah.
and Vegas. Everything else in between is probably. Yeah. Desert, or for most part, desert.
That's a tricky thing, but the great thing about it is you and I know we chose Miss Nia Sanchez to win Miss Nevada, and then she went on to win Miss USA and almost won Miss Universe.
Right.
So it happens on occasion, that rare moment where you're going to find somebody from a state like that where it's really tricky to be a contestant that actually can go all the way.
Yeah, but didn't she was from California, I think. I remember she did Miss Nevada.
She did the number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did the number.
Yeah.
And like you just said, how Miss Nevada, she won out of only 40 contestants. And then she went on to win Miss USA and to, I think, run second or third for Miss Anyhow.
Yeah. Run
I always pitch that when I'm pitching people for the pageants. I say overnight.
Right.
Your product could go into the hands of the most beautiful
women. I came up with that term back when we first did Miss Universe back in 80 or 2007.
What term was that?
Get your product in the hands of the most beautiful women in the universe. Which went on to get your product in the hands of the most beautiful women in the USA. Get your product in the hands of the most beautiful women
I always
in
give the example. I say, when I say that, I go, here's an example. We judged Miss Nevada, and I bring up Nia Sanchez, who's nonstop traveling.
Yeah.
Nonstop traveling. She's in Minnesota today, or Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah? Do you know why? What's she doing there?
No. Just posting.
So her postings don't really say what she's doing there?
Interesting. Yeah. But.
But anyhow, well, she does have that charity or something too. Remember, we were going.
Yeah.
We did partner with her. We provided bags for something that she was doing at the Beverly Hilton.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you didn't you bring them out to someplace
to Glendale?
And then
she said
the guy had an Uber guy pick them up.
She had an
Uber
SUV come by to pick the stuff up because there was no way I was going to drive out to West LA with that stuff.
But that's interesting, though. How you arranged to have an Uber just pick a product.
Yeah, I didn't know
bags.
You could, but you could do that, I guess.
Yeah, and then it went on to the manager who.
Yeah.
Whatever happened. Yeah, whatever happened. But anyhow, Golden Globe Sunday, and it's Miss Nevada USA. In fact, we were invited to attend, and which we would have, but we like the Globes.
Well, we like the Globes, plus my day was packed tomorrow, so I wouldn't be able to work it because it's a spend the night in Nevada thing tonight, and I have something I have to do tomorrow, so I couldn't be back to do that.
So they go from being at the Palms to being at the South Point.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, the Palms is hip and trendy.
Yeah.
For the most part, when we were just there for the Concours d'Elegance, I stayed at the Palm. And one thing that blew me away was the amount of walkers, wheelchairs, canes,
old people.
And older people that were staying at the Palms.
Well, you know, my mother-in-law, for whatever reason, Mark, loves that hotel.
Well, it's a great hotel.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
We were poolside for a little bit. That was really nice. It's only off the strip for a little bit, but it gives you the impression of being a young, hip place, even though they've got geezers and seniors that are there.
Yeah.
You know, but and it's
hell of a brunch,
it.
Too, for $22.
Right, that's right. The brunch was fantastic.
Only bad thing about the place is it's off the strip.
But just a little off the strip.
And it's across the street from the Suncoast.
When
we were doing.
That's what we did the judging there.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird because why would you do that there as opposed to where the host hotel was?
I remember the first time we did it and we were staying at the Palms Place and we went up and Shannon had that beautiful suite up there. And But so you're right. Yeah, we were staying
kinda
there
weird.
When we were doing the judging across the street.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Yeah. Anyhow, good luck to.
Good luck to the contestants tonight.
Yeah.
And we're glad that we were officially providing the official gift bags for Miss Nevada USA tonight.
Yeah. Well, Happy New Year to you, Mark. Happy New Year to everybody. It's 2020.
Wow, 2020.
I can't believe how fast that 20 years went. And did you.
Since the millennial?
Yeah.
The millennium?
Did you catch any of the. New Year's Eve shows?
No, we got home. It was after midnight already. We got home. What time was it? It was like 1. So.
Did you see the Steve Harvey. No. Snafu with the Gronk?
No, I didn't.
Did you hear about it?
No.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that was too much. It was very clear that Steve Harvey did not like the Gronk being there. And the Gronk picked up.
Was the Gronk co-host?
No, he was just like
Just there?
He did a couple of things.
I see.
But they had like a cake of Steve Harvey's head. And Gronk, he was appeared to be somewhat intoxicated after he was like going back and forth with Steve Harvey about this and that. He picked up the head or the cake, whatever, and just demolished it on the floor and threw Steve Harvey for a loop. And he says, "We got to go to a commercial. Why am I even working with this lunatic? Why is he even here on the show with me?" And blah, 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 blah.
Well, Steve Harvey thinks he's all that and more. Yeah. He got lucky to be where he got, but he thought that he had more pull than he did.
Yeah.
Hey, he still kept coming back for Miss USA and Universe as a host, which I don't get that.
Yeah, and you know, he lost his Daily Show. He lost the Kids Say the Darndest Things, and he lost something else. But in lieu of that, he gets the New Year's Eve show. But there's already Ryan Seacrest, who's got his thing that he's done, the Dick Clark thing.
Carson, what's his face?
Right.
Channel 4, NBC.
And Andy Cohen.
Right, CNN.
Which is good. So why, I mean, but this show was terrible. I
which one was terrible?
The Steve Harvey one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I went through like 3 hours of it in like 12 minutes.
You TiVo'd it?
Yeah, because I was curious to see how he was. Mm. Good attire. Really good wardrobe.
Well, he knows how to dress. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
But terrible.
Huh.
Terrible.
Huh. Nope, didn't see it. Got back in about 1:30. Had the TV on, then I fell asleep in about 10 minutes because I had to get up 4 hours later for the Rose Parade.
Yeah. Yeah. And how was that?
Good, great. It was great. It was good. The Rose Parade this year was great. We got a we got a parking spot quick and easy. We walked 2 blocks over, got a good spot right there. A good crowd around us. There was no problems, no hassles. I was disappointed in the floats. I didn't think they were as good as they have been in years past.
Yeah.
Didn't think there was any, I didn't think there was anything to it.
Well, last year, I remember when I attended, I was very unimpressed too.
Last year was great. They had the big ones.
I
forget who the host. I forget who the host. Oh, Chaka Khan last year was the Grand Marshal. But yeah, this year I wasn't impressed. The bands were not that good. They were out of sync in their marching. The floats weren't all that good, but the day was beautiful, and the stealth bomber was great.
And how about it was like Macy's parade with the performance
they had. Yeah, see, it's getting, it's too much now with that stuff. It's like the Hollywood Christmas parade, too. It's all that same thing.
I was just going to say, Mark, speaking of parades and talking about the Rose Parade, what were your thoughts on the Hollywood Christmas parade?
Just as bad as bad could get. Just as bad as bad can get. That's all I can say. It just, and they don't show it live, so they edit it. You cannot have a parade edited and shown later. The bands are for a blip, and then the celebrities, if you want to call that, for a blip, and then they go to a magician that's in the audience passing on something, and then they'll go to some half-assed band that you don't know who they've been for 20 years. They perform, then they go to a commercial. And then they come back, and they've got these old cars going down the street that
I cannot believe the amount of nobodies that are in this parade.
It's awful.
And they continue. Hey, Kate Linder, kudos to her. She comes to all of our events. But she's in it
every
year.
Nobody knows who she is.
Yeah. She's in
it every
year.
Nobody knows who Deirdre Hall is. I mean, it's appalling.
I watched the whole parade in probably 20 minutes.
Yeah, you have to.
There was a car with Willie Ames and Scott Baio. I think they were the two biggest people in the parade.
Yeah, and they were actually there for about 1 minute or less than a minute.
You get your quick, we rode in the parade. We know Eric Estrada gives you the microphone. He asks one stupid question or maybe not stupid, but he asks, what are your plans for New Year's? And 90% of the time the people, especially when they talk to the kids, just spend it with the family.
Yeah.
But don't you do that every year? There's nothing special.
What's your big plan?
Yeah.
They don't really have much to say.
But yet, all these... And I got to say, nobody's that are on this parade.
That's a fact.
Yeah. But yet, we could not even get invited to as returning guests to the party.
Yeah.
Something's wrong here.
Well, we know that. Something's definitely wrong.
And like you said, they have a magician. They implemented the performers because they felt they needed more.
Yeah.
Because
they had such zeros in the show.
Yeah. But at the same time, I just want to see the people in the parade.
Yeah,
and
I do
cars.
Too. I want to see show the band in its entirety.
Yeah, but show. I mean, I'm not much for the marching bands, but just like the Rose Parade, they belong in parades like this.
And you got to show it in its entirety.
Cars, the bands, and the floats.
Yeah, you. If you
can you remember anybody else other than Scott Baio and
Well, Mario Lopez was the Grand Marshal.
Yeah, but I think there was one more person that was kind of...
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it. I can't believe...
Burt Ward was in it, too. Robin.
Oh, yeah.
But again, who's he? He's got a claim to fame 55 years ago.
Yeah.
And but, that's it.
Yeah. But, yeah, because I think the last time we were here, it was the day of the parade. And I know we were talking about it, but, man, that's a joke.
It's appalling. It's appalling.
However, if we did get the invite to write in it again, we'd be saying, great.
Well, that's just how we write it.
Because the whole experience is great if you're writing in it. And Hal was in it. He walked in it with the Panama thing. With the Panama thing.
Right.
Wow.
All right. Well, anyhow, I want to just get a big thank you in right now, Matt. Last Saturday, and again, I got to thank our friends and partners over at Santa Anita Park in Arcadia. Opening day has been always the day after Christmas, December 26th, but because of the massive rainfalls, the rain that we had in the last week or two, they decided to push opening day back a couple of days, this last Saturday. So we attended Santa Anita Park opening day, which, again, fantastic. We always attend the Chandelier Room, and which we were there in the Chandelier Room. Opening day, and they had, I believe, about 36,000 people in attendance, which was down 5,000 from...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was down 5,000 from the year before.
Oh, and that might have to do with the date change. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people just could make it.
Yep.
You know, they had plans already.
Yep.
So they couldn't do it.
Yep.
But this was great. They had one of the best menus in the buffet in the Chandelier Room this year, which they had shrimp cocktail. Right, smoked Scottish salmon, bay scallop ceviche, fresh seasonal fruits and berries, kale Caesar salad, heirloom tomato and mozzarella salad, roasted California vegetables and balsamic vinegar, artisan cured meats and handcrafted cheeses, beef tenderloin, roasted salmon, chicken breast, sambal tiger prawns, dark chocolate mousse, tres leches, sour cream cheesecake, raspberry thumb. Prince, espresso chocolate cookies, and then on top of that, Matt, they had a whiskey sampling.
Oh yeah,
that day. They had a whiskey sampling. They had the one of the best.
It was the best, Mark.
Okay,
the buffet was the best.
One of the best buffets ever. It was a lucky day for me. I won four races, which was unheard of, including the big
I'll
race
say.
Where Omaha Beach won. Santa Anita. Is the great, you know, they call it the great race place, and no reason why not they call it the great race place. It's beautiful. You have the view of the mountains right over there, which is fantastic. You know,
and you're 5 minutes away.
Yeah, 5 minutes away, and then to win, to make these bets, and then to win on it, which is even better. So
it was a pretty nice day too. Wasn't
Santa Anita. Yeah, it was. It was a little chilly.
Yeah, that's okay though.
SantaAnita.com. Go there. Yeah, go to the website because they've got a lot of events coming up, including the Pegasus World Cup on January 25th.
That's three
weeks from yesterday. Or no, the 25th, that's 3 weeks from...
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks from this... Three weeks from yesterday, right?
Wow.
SantaAnitaPark.com, the great race place in Arcadia, and it has been there for since 37, I believe. So, again, I want to thank our friends over there at Santa Anita Park for allowing us to participate in the event, go to the Chandelier Room, again, which is great. Everybody there is nice, too. And the girls down there in the lobby that,
super friendly.
That let us come up there. And,
wow.
You know, so it's great. So the next big event is Pegasus World Cup on January 25th. So hopefully we can see you there.
Yeah.
Because we'll be there.
3 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah.
And what's the, right, 3 weeks, Pegasus, okay.
Cool. Pegasus World Cup.
Pegasus World Cup. And that being said, speaking of races and the great race place and what have you, all of a sudden now, Mark, the Kentucky Derby is a short 4 months away.
Right, 4 months from yesterday.
February, March, April,
the
May.
6th, I think. 4 months away. May 6th.
Yeah. So we haven't been in a couple years.
We haven't been to the Kentucky Derby. I'd say, 7 years?
Has it been that long?
Let's see. What is this? 2020. So that would have been
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
No, I guess the 14th, 2014, I think was the last time we were there. So it's been, this will be 7 years. Yeah. It's been 6 years. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. But anyhow, so it's 4
So we're hoping to go back again, right?
Yeah. In fact, I booked our hotel, at which we would be going in, landing on April 30th. So we're still in the April, but.
April 30th? So is that Thursday?
Yeah. Because it's the, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That can't be right then, Matt.
Well, no, because it
is. The Derby is the second Saturday of the month, or is it the first Saturday of the month?
It's the first.
First Saturday. Okay, then
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's always okay. Around, you know, Cinco de Mayo. Yep. So it which right. Turns out to be the second.
Right, the first Saturday of the month.
Yeah. And so just like that, all of a sudden it's 4 months away, and we got to start planning.
Got to start planning. Yeah. Lots of things to do, a lot of parties to get to.
Yeah, and it's exciting. So I wonder, Mark, what's the party that's always here at the Avalon, the pre-party? It's for the...
The Prelude. The Prelude to the Derby.
Prelude,
that's
yeah.
The Backpacks for a Blessing.
Yeah. And who, Vince DePaul's always there, isn't he?
I think we saw him there once.
You know, our publicist, who she used to always have access to this.
Yeah.
Not anymore. But I think Vincent DePaul, what is his publicist's name?
I don't know, but I think we've only seen him there once, man.
Okay, but we always see her there, so we should send her something, ask her if she knows about it.
I Googled it yesterday. There's nothing out there.
Wow, yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah. The only thing that's there, Matt, is the last one that we were there 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have it last year.
I guess
they just didn't see value in it.
Yeah.
They weren't getting enough Californians or Los Angelinos or Hollywood celebrities to participate. So
what they got out of it was a lot of people wanting to get some free booze and some free food and not committing to
getting involved. Yeah, it just they weren't getting out of it what they thought they would, the exposure, the promotion to get all those people on board. So it is what it is.
Yeah, that's too bad. But
so we mentioned again that we got the Golden Globes tonight.
We do.
They call it the party of the year.
Is that right?
Because you get to eat and drink at the table. Unlike the Oscars, you just sit in the audience.
Yeah. Don't you eat at the SAGs, though, too?
Yeah, but this is the Golden Globes. That's way above the SAGs, and that's why they call this the party of the year.
Yeah.
Everybody and his mother is there, and they're having a vegan menu for the first time, which is...
That can be...
A lot of people are complaining about it because usually they have it if you... And it's buffet style. It's always been buffet style, apparently. Oh. You know, which I like the buffet style because otherwise you're going to have waiters walking around in the view of everything, and want that.
You have to have an option. They should have vegan options.
Yeah.
But because vegan that's tougher than vegetarian. That's like, who makes these decisions?
And they just made this decision 3 weeks ago, which is kind of silly. I think it's the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Do you know what the menu consists of?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. It's vomitable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So I guess a lot of people might be eating beforehand.
I would think so.
Or getting hammered.
Yeah, well, you want to get a good meal before sitting down there. And the vegan thing ain't going to do it for a lot of people.
Doesn't make any
Nothing
sense.
Nothing against vegans, but if you're a vegan.
Yeah.
But I think the majority of the people that are going to this thing tonight aren't vegans, you know, so they want some steak or, some...
Like I said, you got to give the option, though.
Yeah.
If they want to go that way, they got to give the option. Is it always the first week of it's the first weekend of New Year's, the Globes, right?
I don't think it's a set. It's right around this time.
Uh-huh. Any New Year's resolutions, Mark? Or the usual thing?
Yeah, the usual thing. I stopped doing that.
Yeah. We had a pretty good New Year's. What do you say?
You mean New Year's Eve?
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Yeah, with
yeah,
the family.
Ours was good. Yeah.
Started off at Chelsea and Frank's for cocktails.
Right. And, which was nice.
Which was nice.
Other than, unfortunately, that... Yeah, so, I mean, it was nice, but...
Yeah.
It was nice to get started there.
Yeah. A cocktail beforehand, and then Mi Piace.
Which was... Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought that bread was incredible.
Yeah.
That meal was – and you know what? The presentation was – there was not enough to take home, which they only had
last
enough for the meal.
Yeah, I thought last time was bigger.
They only had enough for the meal, which is nice because it filled
Carrie
you up.
Carrie had a lot to take home, though.
Carrie took hers home?
Yeah, but she had something different than ours.
Because mine, I thought, was just enough for right there.
Yeah.
No more, no less.
Yeah.
It just satisfied me.
Yeah, Carrie had a wonderful bolognese, beef bolognese with the, what do you call the fat noodles? But anyhow, hers was wonderful.
Oh, mine was incredible.
Yeah, and she took hers home.
Stacey
took
a lot
of pizza home. Frank ate all his, and Chelsea, I don't even know what Chelsea had. Do you know?
I don't know, but I know it was awfully red, and when I commented on it, she said, it's a red sauce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get it. I get it.
But I mean, it was awfully red.
Yeah. Mi Piace, a wonderful restaurant in Pasadena.
And fair priced. That was a $21 entree.
Very fair priced. Just like Maggiano's, Mark, when we were at Maggiano's.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think we'll be back to Bocca di Beppo again.
I like Bocca di Beppo.
Yeah, we were there a couple months ago, and for the three of us, it was $50. And we barely had, you know, and that was.
Yeah.
It was the entree that we got was $27. Then we got a salad. It was like $22.
Yeah.
So it was more than $50 just for the two of us. We're at Maggiano's for $21. You have your meal, which is wonderful. And if you don't finish it, you have it to take home. Plus, you have a second order to
but
take
is that
home.
A regular? I've never had that before. Where they
oh, yeah.
That's
their everything, everyday thing.
Every time I've been there, I've never had that before yeah. where you could take it home.
The last two times we were there before Christmas Eve, we did that. Hmm. Yeah.
But see, I like Buca di Beppo. It's yeah. close to me. Stacy doesn't like it. Blake yeah. likes it. I like it.
Well, I mean,
I always have a coupon.
I mean, I'm just saying for what Mi Piace costs and the quality.
Oh, I love Mi Piace. Are you talking about?
Yeah, both Mi Piace and Maggiano's. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. There's very few Maggiano's around. There's the Grove.
Yeah,
there's
there should be
South
one.
Coast
in,
Plaza.
There should be one at the Americana.
Yeah,
or Pasadena.
Definitely. I mean, how could that be?
Yeah, I enjoyed my meal at Maggiano's, but I enjoyed my Mi Piace better.
Really?
Oh, without question.
Wow.
Without question. I had spaghetti and meatballs.
I had the gnocchi.
Yeah. I had the gnocchi. It was good, but yeah, Mi Piace I thought was much better.
Wow. Yeah, I love that gnocchi.
Oh, it was good, yeah. Did you have that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought... Spaghetti meatballs.
My spaghetti meatballs.
I was
going to
get the chicken parmesan, but I figured you could get that more places than you can get the gnocchi. You know, and it was with the hot Italian sausage. So
it was good, very good. We had a good Christmas Eve. We had a good New Year's Eve. Eating, a lot of pasta. And then when we had you guys over by us, we had pasta. But we forgot that we were going to be having pasta a couple of days later.
And then Mark on Christmas Day, Carrie made pasta. She made chicken piccato.
Okay.
So yeah, we were all
pasta'd out.
Pasta'd out.
Yeah, but it was very good. So anyhow, the Golden Globes are tonight. A lot of good nominations. A lot of good people up there. Lots of good stuff.
Speaking of that, what kind of holiday movies came out that you saw? I mean, what were the holiday movies that came out
Nothing.
This year?
There was no holiday movies this year.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, there were no holiday movies this year, which was you got to have at least one. But I don't recall anything coming out. But we got such great nominations. Have you seen The Two Popes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that was great. They're nominated for a bunch.
Is Anthony Hopkins nominated?
Yes. You got 1917. You saw The Marriage Story, right?
Yeah.
That's nominated for a bunch.
Very good.
Irishman is nominated for a bunch.
Very good. And you saw the front page of the calendar. I mean, how much age do you think separates those two pictures, Mark?
20 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you were looking for, 20 years.
Yeah.
But a lot of good shows. Like I said, The Morning Show. I watched that last night. That was that's got a bunch of Golden Globe nominations.
Are all the nominations listed in there?
No, none of them are.
Did you see the section in there about all the new shows this year?
No.
New Housewives.
Oh, of Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Yeah, right over there.
Yeah.
That's kind of silly.
Yeah.
I mean, who goes to what's the new Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
You know,
I kind of
Fargo's coming back again.
Yeah, I saw a preview. It takes place, I think, in the 40s with gangsters.
Oh.
Saw a preview of it.
No.
Yeah, I think Anthony...
1950, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kansas City, yeah.
Okay. But anyhow, there's just so much... This is the golden age, the new golden age of television, because there's just so much stuff out there. I know J-Lo is nominated for a Golden Globe tonight for Hustlers, and I think that... I didn't see the movie, so I can't comment on it.
I saw the movie, and the movie was... Okay.
Yeah, but was her performance?
Yeah, I rented the movie to see her performance. That's the reason why. And she was, you know, she's always okay. I mean, she was good. Okay, she
yeah,
was
she's
good.
She's always okay.
Yeah, she was okay. Let's just say she was good, but she wasn't Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
But like you said earlier, that's how the PR machine does
I think
these
she's
things.
Got the PR machine. It's pushing for her. And she'll. I think if she wins the Golden Globe tonight, which I think she will, because the Golden Globes are easier to win than an Oscar,
yeah.
It's a popularity contest. And there's only 48. People that are voting, or 52 people from the Hollywood Foreign Press, they're going to look at it like this: we need ratings. We're gonna bump this thing up, and we're gonna give her the award. So J-Lo wins the Golden Globe tonight.
Wow!
And then because of that, they're going to give her an Oscar nomination because the Oscars need viewers.
Wow!
They need ratings, and if you put Jennifer Lopez for a nominee, like Lady Gaga last year, you're going to get viewers. So
change the topic
prediction.
Real quick. We'll pop back there. Holy smokes. The Saints are going down 20-10.
But how much game is left?
They're in the fourth quarter.
Oh, 20-10.
Yeah.
It's do or die for them today, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrible. Blake
yeah.
was put yeah. them in the Super Bowl.
The way I figured, it was either going to be the Patriots and one of these two teams, the Patriots, the Saints, for sure. But anyhow, yeah. But they're going. Yeah, again, I like J-Lo. The movie was okay. I don't know what the big to-do was about the movie. Mm. You know what it was about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, And the fact, I find this hard to believe, that they, true story, how they would get these people, these guys, these rich guys, into these clubs and just get them drunk.
Credit cards,
And just, and even before him, before they got them drunk and took advantage of them, they already got them spending all this money. Some guys are crazy.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't get it. But it should be a great show. I like it that we got it live again now. The weird thing is.
Ricky Gervais again for the seventh time or fifth
time? The weird thing is, there's afternoon football on NBC. So it better end on time because I want the Golden Globes to start on time. Okay. Yeah. The thing I don't understand is, though, NBC, so you've got the Globes right afterwards, but we don't have any pre-show on the network hosting
because
the
of the football game.
Because of the football game. And I don't know. If you're hosting the show, you got to have a pre-show. You got to have a pre-show.
It's not going to be aired, but they got to have their people on the red carpet, right? That AXS will cover or whatever.
Oh, AXS will be there.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be there. It's going to be a red carpet with everybody.
But I mean, do you think NBC will still have their people there?
Well, yeah, because they're going to have clips on the morning show, but you want to see the network hosting it needs to have it live.
But it does make sense. These are the playoffs, and ratings are huge for football as opposed to red carpet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but
are both games on NBC today, though?
No.
Well, see, then the NBC should have had the morning game or the earlier game.
Yeah.
And then they could have worked it out with the other network, and then they would have the pre-show.
Yep.
KTLA doesn't have a pre-show, so got the pre-show today, which is nothing.
They want it leading into it. You know, just like right after the Super Bowl, there's always some new show. They want the followers leading into the show.
Yeah. So. Again, it is what it is for them, but if you were having...
How come KTLA's not covering it?
I don't know.
I thought that they were talking last week, Sam has got his new tuxedo.
Well, Sam is at the Miramar.
What's he doing there?
He's enjoying himself for the last couple of days on his dime.
He was in the Wall Street Journal.
Doug Kolk is going to be covering it tonight.
Huh.
So
he's enjoying it on his own dime.
On his own dime. You say he's in the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah, I didn't see it. They just did a blip on it the other day. If you go to Sam's Instagram page, there's a picture of him, on the front page. On the left-hand column, they always have they must be talking about how... great he is. But on another note, we got a shout out, Mark, for one of our clients who participated recently in the Chris Everett charity event that we do annually.
Great.
And they are also providing their wonderful bath bombs for I believe it's Miss Nevada USA. Mom's hold on for just a second.
Yeah.
Let me get back to that.
All right. Well, in the meantime, I want to do a big shout out then. I want to thank the Moonlight Lantern Festival. It's an annual event that happens every year in Arcadia, California at the LA Arboretum. And, you know, this is the thing that's been hip and happening these last few years. They got these light shows during the holidays, these big fancy ornaments and lanterns and everything. And this was at the LA Arboretum. It's called the Moonlight Lantern Festival. And you have to go to arboretum.org to get the details. It goes through January 12th, so you're another week until this thing ends. And the Moonlight Forest Festival is a fantasy of lights that takes you to new places. Dive into the seas with exotic fish and a giant shark in your new Ocean's Visit exhibit.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's live entertainment nightly. They've got acrobats doing their acrobatic...
acrobats.
Show thing there. Parking is free at the Arboretum, but if that fills up, you can park down the street at San Anita Park and get free shuttles that take you to the Moonlight Forest Festival every night. It's a family-friendly walk-through event where colorful designs of animals, plants, and Chinese culture come to life in the form of ancient Chinese lantern art. It's a family-friendly and romantic event. It's a great opportunity to experience the gardens in the evening because I know you've been to the Arboretum. The Arboretum is a great place to walk and hike. Yeah. Artisans from the Sichuan province of China construct and design the lanterns and create a night full of light and magic. Again, this particular time it started November 9th, which is early, and so it's 2 months and it goes through January 12th. And the hours of operation are 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Entry times, because you have to have a set entry time. It's 5:30, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and it closes at 10 o'clock. It's at the Los Angeles County Arboretum and Botanic Gardens.
Still going on?
Still go on for a couple more days. And that's on 301 North Baldwin Avenue in Arcadia. Phone number is 626-821-3222. I think this is about the fourth year they've had it. And again, it's a great event. It's pretty cold, so you got to bundle up. And you could probably, it takes you about 2 hours to do the whole thing. But again, it is great. So go to the LA Arboretum, Los Angeles County Arboretum website. It's the Los Angeles County Arboretum and Botanic Garden right there in Arcadia. And adults are $25. Seniors are $20. Students with ID, you save a couple of bucks, it's $23. So it's a great time. I strongly encourage you to go there. So great. I thank our friends at the Arboretum and Moonlight Lantern Festival for a great time. Go back there again next year. And if you haven't been to one of these things, please go.
Fantastic. Apologies for not having information moments ago for buybombshelpmoms.com.
Buy Moms, Help Moms? What's the name of it again?
Buybombshelpmoms.com. It's bath bombs, and they were participating. Baths are great. Busy moms everywhere, Mark, can de-stress after the holidays. Mom bombs are luxury bath bombs that provide the self-care and relief we all crave, all while supporting a nonprofit organization that aids mothers in need. How the heck does that work? That's the question people are asking, Mark. But mom bombs for the bath. That's like a tongue twister, isn't it? Mom Bombs for the Bath, created by a working mom in Boston seeking relief herself from a serious medical issue. Features gorgeous, elegant packaging in argan oil and essential oils to provide indulgent relief from a stressful day. A portion of every sale of Mom's Bombs, helps mothers in need, such as house cleaning or meal delivery services, child care, etc. Through mombomb.org, a nonprofit giving organization that lends a helping hand to moms who find themselves in a life-changing event and need some support. Helping moms. So thanks again, Mark. Thanks again, moms, for helping us and participating in our Chris Everett event and participating in our upcoming
Nevada. I heard from Chris Everett that this was one of the best things they had in the bag.
Yeah.
So that's, and always
like they say in their bio,
Mark. They have a website, Matt?
Yeah, I did a couple times. The charity, the cause is mombomb.org. But if you want to purchase your bombs, bath bombs, it's buybombshelpmoms.com. So get there, check it out. And like it says, elegant presentation. As we know, presentation is key.
Yep.
So
great.
Get out there and
thanks
check
again.
It out. And,
hopefully, we're doing the official gift bags, Matt, 3 weeks from today for the Miss California USA pageant. So hopefully they'd be interested in participating. We'd love to have them in our gift bag.
3 weeks from today. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's going to be one heck of an event. I always call the Miss California USA pageant the granddaddy of all pageants. That are local pageants that lead up to Miss USA or Miss America, because you've got more women that participate in Miss California USA than any other one. Plus,
how many?
I think, I don't have the exact number, but plus, I believe the majority of people around the globe believe me when I say this, the most beautiful women of the world are from California.
Bingo.
So that means the most beautiful women in all of California are going to be in this pageant, which is taking place again this year for the second year in a row at the Arcadia Performing Center, which they call PAC. In Arcadia, California. Back to Arcadia. We just got done talking about Santa Anita, the great rate place.
5 minutes
from
you.
Fantastic. We're talking about the Moonlight Lantern Festival, the Arboretum.
Five minutes from
me.
You.
And we're talking about the Miss California USA pageant taking place in Arcadia at Arcadia High School. 5 minutes for me.
Heck of a drive for me, but 5 minutes for you.
And we've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday events going on for Miss California. We've got parties. We've got dinners. We've got pre-pageants. We've got the main pageant. So we've got 4 days of excitement in beautiful Arcadia, California. So if you have a product that would like to be included in the official
brand
gift bag
or service
for
as well,
Miss California USA, contact wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com and we will get your product.
Any available space,
bag.
Mark?
We have a couple more spots left, but it's a packed bag.
Yeah.
And so you get some photo opportunities with your product in the bag. All sorts of great things. I mean, this is a fantastic way to promote your event. So it's taking place again at the PAC in Arcadia, which is interesting. So we've got some beautiful women. So if you got,
I guess it's pageant season. That's in 3 weeks. Tonight is Miss Nevada, and I think next
week.
And
Matt, what is happening 5 weeks from today?
5 weeks from today is the we are partnering with Samira's Network, Mark, for the
Oscars. Are 5 weeks from today.
The luxury. Go to luxurygala.com. It is a Oscar.
It's an Oscar viewing party, which is probably going to be the biggest event out there.
An Oscar luxury viewing party.
Yeah. If you're not at the Vanity Fair party or at the Elton John party, you want to be at this party.
Samira's Network, the luxurygala.com. Luxurygala.com. Tickets are still available,
Where's
but
taking
they're
place,
going
man?
Fast at the Universal Sheraton. 5 weeks
from Universal
today.
Hilton is taking place at.
The Universal Hilton.
Yeah, the Universal Hilton.
So that's
right. It's
going
to be a great place for a great event. There's 600 people coming to this thing. There are tickets still available, as well.
Actually, Mark,
I think this morning.
I think it's more than 600. I think it's close to 1,000 now.
1,000 seats?
Yeah.
Wow.
Luxury
okay.
viewing gala, screening the Oscars, Universal Hilton Hotel, Sunday, February 9th, 2020.
Do you know, we'll be there.
Did
you give the website? Put that out there. Because tickets are still available. So if you're interested in buying tickets for this thing, we're going to have celebrities there. We've got Hollywood influencers, press and media there. I mean, this is going to be a great place.
Like you said, Mark.
At the Vanity Fair event.
Or the Governor's Ball.
The Governor's Ball or the Elton John party.
This is it.
This is replacing the Night of 100 Stars from years ago at the Beverly Hills Hotel. So this is a great. We're going to be there.
Yeah.
We've got a whole table for ourselves there, which is going
to
be fantastic.
In fact, we have a walkthrough next week to check things out.
So I better tell Samira you're going to be there for the walkthrough.
Yeah, I believe so, right? It's
Thursday, she wants to do the walkthrough. So walk through, see how it looks. And you know, if you want to go to the Oscars, you can't go to the Oscars, but you want to go into these big view parties.
Yeah, this is great for somebody, Mark. Like you mentioned, Vanity Fair, Governor's Ball, or Elton John. Those are out of the realm for the average guy,
right.
Because those are anywhere from 5, 10, or private invitation only, $1,000 to attend. This is something that if you're just an average Joe, the ticket is $250, and you get to dress up, put that tuxedo on. It's an elegant ballroom. The award show is going to be screened.
Huge screen.
Massive screen. Beautiful dinner. I believe wine is also included in the dinner. And there's a couple of booths out front showcasing certain items. Red carpet is going to be...
Media wall is going to be packed.
Huge.
Red carpet is
going to
be packed.
If you're just an average person that wants to walk a red carpet, feel like a celebrity for $250, you get or $500 for a couple, you get a fantastic evening. You get to watch the Oscars. You get to dress like a star. Hobnob, because there's going to be some wonderful celebrities at this thing, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, the list is just getting added on a daily basis.
Including us.
That's right. That's right. So you do have an opportunity to get photographed.
So there's a lot of stuff going on in the coming weeks. Again, our 4 weeks from this Friday is the WOW Creation Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite during the Oscar week.
Holy mackerel.
Right. And we're at a great location in Hollywood, and we still have 4 spots available. We are going to have the Oscar nominees, the Oscar presenters,
holy
past Oscar
mackerel.
Winners, press, media, Hollywood influencers, executives. Our Celebrity Gifting Suite is going to be the best gifting suite taking place in Hollywood that week.
Easy.
We have space available. There are 3 spaces left, I believe. If you're interested in getting your brand in this lounge with Oscar attendees there, wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. So that's happening in 4 weeks. The Pegasus, the World Cup is in 3 weeks. We've got Miss California in 3 weeks, Oscars in 4 weeks. WOW Creations is nonstop working, nonstop. Stuff going on. So again, go to wowcreationsmedia.com and see everything that we've got going on, because I mean, we are, you know.
Did we mention the reality awards?
We did. Why don't you go ahead and pitch that?
Yeah, we're also partnering with the official gifting suite. We're presenting we're hosting the official gifting suite at the Avalon Theater. I believe it's Wednesday, May 27th. Avalon Theater in Hollywood. It's the official gifting suite for the Reality Awards. A limited space is still available, so if you want to hobnob with the reality stars, contact us. In the meantime, let me give a quick shout-out to one of our brands participating in our Oscar event, and they also participate in providing Mark alcohol for the Chris Everett event as well.
Mr.
Tom Spirits, handcrafted in Fort Myers, and I like this, made in the USA. They have a variety of different alcohols that they provide, but they provided vodka for that particular event. But go to their website, list, distillery.com. They are the home for Mr. Tom Spirits, which is a line of one-of-a-kind naturally infused spirits. All spirits, Mark, are handcrafted in Fort Myers, Florida, using all natural and local ingredients. Owners Thomas and Renate List founded the company in 2015. Renate is also part of the Bauer dynasty, an Austrian family very well known for its success in distilling in Europe, as well as for creating many successful worldwide brands. So thank you and big shout out to them. That's listdistillery.com and providing Mr. Tom Spirits. spirits for our upcoming Oscars Celebrity Gifting Suite. And thank you again for participating and providing for the Chris Everett event, which, in my opinion, was one of the best bags we've provided.
It was a doggone good bag. It was a doggone good year this year when we were there. I mean, we had it was a heck of a good time. You know, I mean, weather was good for us. We got to go to Little Havana. We got to go to the Highlight. Well, the Highlight was closed. We got to watch the dog races.
Yeah. You won, I think. Didn't you?
I won. Yeah, I won again at the dog races.
Everglades tour, some wonderful dinners.
It was great.
And like you said, weather was wonderful.
Not sure if we'll be back again this year, but we'll see. But it was
one of our best ones. Carrie and I were talking about it again this morning, Mark. It was one of the best ones. And isn't Chris Everett in town this weekend?
She was there for something over the weekend, I think. Some Golden Globe women thing.
Thing that Darren Dornberg always does?
The Brit Week thing. You know, he does the Brit Week stuff. This was in Brit Week, but it was something else. What time do we usually do?
50. Oh,
okay, 50, gotcha.
50, yeah.
All right. Also, I don't want to forget, if you are in the market for a house, to buy a house or to sell a house, I'm the realtor of the stars right here. I mean, I'm the man to go to. Mark Harris, realtor, right here. You can send me an email. You can send me an email at markharrisrealtor@gmail.com, and I like to consider myself two things, your neighborhood realtor or realtor to the stars. Stuff is buying, stuff is selling. Tom Brady is selling his house in Massachusetts. He had to lower the price $8 million because he wasn't getting the $41 million he wanted before, so he lowered it to $33
million. Whoa.
Yeah. So it's an estate.
What, has he got another house he lives at then? Out there?
I know, but he's selling this one. I guess he wants to get another one.
And he's got a $20 million crib out here.
Yeah, in Brentwood. But this is his, I guess, his main estate out there. It's a two-door style. It looks like stately Wayne Manor. Couldn't sell for 41, dropped it to 33, so he's hoping to get that. That's the inside scoop from me, Mark Harris, your realtor.
Wow.
But, yeah. So
any update on Errol Flynn's estate?
It's still on the market. Remembers who he was, so I guess that's the problem.
That's crazy.
It's still sitting out there. So if you're interested in getting a buying or selling a house, markharrisrealtor@gmail.com.
Hey, do you think anybody out there, Mark? Yeah, get out there, and if you're looking for property, contact Mark directly.
Thanks so much.
Anybody out there seen cats? It's got to be, Mark.
I can't see how anybody
has. It's got to be competing with Heaven's Gate, Ishtar, and what's another big flop? Pluto Nash.
Oh, boy, I forget about that one.
Yeah.
Right?
Pluto Nash.
Yeah, there's a lot of big ones that are out there, but I guess but Ishtar, you're right, you said Ishtar.
And Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate.
I mean, Heaven's Gate cost Michael Cimino his job, and didn't Cleopatra too. I mean, last week who did it? Was that Universal that did Cats?
I'm not exactly sure.
The studio released a statement saying that they expect to lose $120 million from the movie.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Hey, I hope you watched. You got a couple episodes of the Harris Brothers on Storage Wars these last couple nights.
Right?
It was on the FYI Network.
Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, last night was our very first episode. I watched it myself, and it was very entertaining. Good family entertainment, so FYI. So if you ever looking for some good family entertainment, put on the A&E Network or the FYI Network, because somewhere, anytime around the world, you're going to see the Harris Brothers in Storage Wars.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That is a fact. Speaking of Storage Wars, Daryl Sheets just became...
grandfather.
You saw that?
Brando had a kid.
Brando.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I think his first grandson. He's got granddaughters. But so he has since retired. He's out there in Lake Havasu, and Barry has given it up. And so I wonder what the where we stand.
Who knows? But anyhow, write to the producers at
Original
Productions in Burbank and see if they can get us on there. But again, if you want to get your product in any Wah Creations event, wahcreationsmedia.com. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram,
MySpace.
We're everywhere. If you have any questions, concerns, you want to be interested in anything we're doing.
Yeah, because we've got several events coming up, Reality Awards, Oscars, and
Miss California. So lots of stuff going on. Send us an email at wahcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Tonight is the Golden Globes on NBC, 5 p.m. Pacific Time Live. They run it again.
Back to back. I like that.
Back to back, 8 p.m. It's always a good thing to see here in Hollywood. Watch the Golden Globes. That's great TV. Go Saints.
Always very interesting. Yeah, Saints, by the way, Mark, they just scored a touchdown. So there's 6 minutes left in the game, and they're down by 3.
Oh, okay. That's very doable.
Yeah.
That's very doable.
With the ball. And New England was knocked out of it yesterday. Titans move on to face the Ravens next week, who are favored by 10. They should annihilate the Titans. And
Well, we've got a busy afternoon still. We're off to pick up. We're off to Beverly Hills. We've got some product to pick up for Miss California. So, Miss California USA, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. We hope to hear you. We hope to see you again on our next show in 3 weeks, I believe. We're live again in 3 weeks. So yep. Until we see you next time, eat something good, drink something better, and enjoy life. Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.